Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 147.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company, powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer enough to power your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales, not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. The best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag and drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce business on autopilot. So visit OmniSend.com and start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Alex Beller, who is the co-founder and president from a company called PostScript. And what they are is a conversational commerce platform, and I might add they're a Shopify Plus certified app partner. Now, what they do is they help Shopify merchants to get more return on investment, more ROI, and build better customer relationships through text messaging. It's very, very, very timely right now. I know a lot of people that are using PostScript. There's lots of great ways that you can use it to build your subscriber list. You can also use your Shopify first-party data, and you can create a lot of targeted text message campaigns. And I think one thing that I find really exciting and probably the most important is you're actually able to have two-way conversations with your customers, and it really helps you unlock this marketing channel that some are using, but I'd say a lot are not using it at all or very ineffectively. I know that it's having a big time ROI for a lot of Shopify brands. One thing I find interesting too is that for those that are listening today, and if you've not implemented SMS into your marketing stack, I know PostScript can help you get started. One thing I love is because the data sits inside Shopify, literally within a few minutes, you can activate a lot of these flows, these default text, I almost call them automations that are built into the platform. Things like abandoned cart recovery, shipping notifications, welcome series, loyalty offers. There really is a lot of things pre-built in it right away for those that kind of want to dip their toes into the pool, so to speak. And you will get an instant revenue lift. So it's fantastic. So let's jump in, meet Alex, and let's learn more about how you can implement SMS today. So hi, Alex. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. I never like to put words in a founder's mouth about exactly the problem you're solving. I mean, I do know your platform very well. I have many, many large Shopify Plus brands that have made the choice to use PostScript, and they're wildly successful using it. But I'd also argue that maybe there's a lot of people that maybe are a little bit scared about the legal sides of SMS, or it's annoying, or whatever their faux pas are about not wanting to use it. So I'd like to hear it from you first about what exactly is PostScript, kind of more on a high level, and the problems that you are now solving for Shopify store owners?
You hit on a lot of the things that I hear often. And really, if you summarize it down, what we do is we make it really easy for merchants on Shopify to build one-on-one relationships with their customers, right? You actually mentioned the like data integration earlier in the show. And the only thing that we do at PostScript is we work with merchants on Shopify. We don't work with any other platforms. We don't work with like homegrown e-commerce stacks. And the reason we focus and we go really, really deep is so that there's all kinds of like data syncing and integrations that just happen seamlessly in the background. And the reason for that is when you're texting people, it really, really needs to be targeted. Like you don't just want to be blasting out the same thing to your whole audience three times a week with a 10% off code. That's kind of all our nightmare. So we go really, really deep. We focus exclusively on Shopify. And though marketing and to your point, increasing ROI and driving revenue is a huge part of it, there's actually quite a bit more as well that just goes to like building these one-on-one relationships over time.
Love it. I know we're going to dig into that for sure, because I think that's some of the successes that a lot of brands that I manage are finding. So let's talk about your journey. I understand you're a co-founder, and I'd just like to understand the whole story, like what kind of uniquely positions, I guess, the founding team on a couple points. Number one, they have the desire to want to build this platform. And then number two, the expertise. Like, how did you get involved in SMS and why did you build this platform?
Sure. So it really comes down to the fact that we're e-commerce people. I have two co-founders, Adam and Colin. They are brothers. I am the non-brother of the three of us. And I was working in e-commerce with Adam for a long time, for years. We were outside of the Shopify ecosystem. We didn't know much about it, but we were working at a company called Stack Commerce. We were running pretty large e-commerce businesses. And we saw three different trends happening, right? So the first is that every single year, mobile traffic as a share of overall shopping traffic was increasing. At the same time, email engagement had plateaued. And for some of those businesses, it was even coming down a little bit. And then at the same time, like mobile phone usage was just going up and up and up. And messaging was going up and up and up. And so we're sitting around saying, okay, what is the mobile first retention channel? Because it doesn't seem to be email. Email engagement has peaked. So what does that mean? And how can we drive repeat purchases and long-term customer engagement for mobile users? And that combined with a friend of ours, actually, who runs a business on Shopify, who complained to us they didn't have a way to text his customers, all those things kind of fell into place. And we said, oh, maybe there's an opportunity here. And so we built a plugin for Shopify. This was about 2.5 years ago. And we launched on the App Store. And we didn't have any clue as to how the Shopify ecosystem worked or how big the market was. We thought it might be a little passive side business, just like a passive little plugin. But very quickly, we had customers just coming out of the woodwork trying to pay us for this very early 80-20 product. And we saw really fast growth, and we got into Y Combinator. Really from the start, we love startups and we come from e-commerce. So we love e-commerce, right? We know what it's like to be a merchant and to have your Google Analytics live screen open and just be like watching the traffic and sales come in. And so we started working on this thing and we were in Y Combinator and we just started obsessing over speaking to our customers, which were all Shopify merchants. So we put a little live chat widget in the app, actually, and we programmed it to call our cell phones whenever a merchant would chat in. And one of us, if someone chatted in the middle of the night and our cell phone rang, one of us would wake up to help that customer. It's been about 2.5 years since then, but that same ethos has remained. And I think you see it in like the results of our business, where we've grown really quickly. PostScript has over 4,000 customers, all Shopify merchants. We have a perfect 5-star App Store rating on 1,100 reviews. We're a plus partner. And really all of that comes back to just really, really focusing on Shopify specifically to make a really good product. And then also just being customer obsessed and having great support.
You know, and, you know, to add to that, and I mentioned at the top of the show about the fact that you've been recently added on to the Shopify kind of plus certified app partner program. And that's a pretty challenging badge of honor to get involved, because it's the scalability and the reliability factor and the customer support. I mean, you know, all the criteria that team and the partners team is trying to achieve with this certified app program. And kudos to you and the team and technically that you're able to handle all of that. So SMS to me is not really a new sales channel. I mean, it's been going on for quite a while right now, but I know it's gaining in popularity. And I agree with you about, as you said, that, you know, email engagement certainly is probably plateaued. I know there's a lot of people trying to tout to the, hey, you got to own the list and, you know, and the customer journey, and you got to have the email address. But I also know that you have some really great opt-in options built into your tool to really help you easily, especially Shopify Plus merchants, to be able to get the phone number and get the email address and have that as part of the customer record. But let's dig in a little bit about how you compare maybe versus others in the space, because there are other people that are, I guess, attempting to solve very similar problems with SMS. And so are you able to share maybe some of the benefits of what PostScript is doing versus maybe other competing platforms in the Shopify sphere?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do this by taking a little step back though, because I want to share what our vision is and where we're headed, because I think that's really what answers the question. What I keep coming back to as an e-commerce operator and consumer is just how much customer expectations are changing. And like, Steve, I'm sure you see this, right? You've been working with merchants for a while, and like every year there's new challenges coming up. This shift of consumer expectations, it's been going on for several years, but the cycles keep getting faster. And I personally think a ton of that's being driven by Amazon, where everyone is now conditioned to expect extremely fast shipping and the most choice possible, all the options, and the lowest available price. And that's hard for an individual merchant to compete with. I think it creates some risks to e-commerce retailers. You know, this Amazon effect, if they don't undercut you on price, they're probably going to like rip you off product-wise and sell like a basic version. And so really what I see is the only way for independent e-commerce merchants to win long-term against this battle with this behemoth who has unlimited resources is to do what Amazon can never do, which is build one-on-one personal relationships with their customers. We view Amazon as the everything store, and there's no emotional connection, and we don't really care. But I really love Ugly Water. I have an emotional connection to brands running on Shopify that I buy from that stand for something and have a different creative approach and communicate differently and just tell a cohesive story. And so as we think about consumer expectations changing, and we think about how it's getting harder and harder to reach for brands to reach their audiences, with Facebook changing the rules and with algorithms evolving and with email reach not being as good as it once was, and then consumers being like heavily dominant on mobile, right, here comes SMS. And it's this new channel, and it gets 98% open rates. And like email, it's an owned channel, right? So you're not dependent on some platform like Facebook who's going to constantly change the rules. You own the relationship with those users. And here's the magical part. It's two-way. Users can go back and forth. They can reply. So in this landscape of being pushed on consumer expectations from Amazon and the ad platforms changing things, it's challenging to be a merchant. It's challenging to reach your audience. But there's a channel where every single person opens every single message you send, and they will answer you and they'll engage with you in it. And so we view SMS, I think a lot of the use cases you were describing up top, those marketing use cases that we try to make it really easy to increase ROI, those are very important. We're great at them. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to keep focusing on them. But I view SMS as more than that. I think it's disrespectful to the user to think of it purely as a one-to-many marketing channel. It has to be the relationship engine. It has to be thought of as highly personalized, very, very two-way. And you have to do more than marketing there. You have to do support. You have to facilitate returns. You have to collect reviews. And so that's really our vision, and where we're different is we do all the marketing stuff and we do it well, but we're working on bringing all the entire customer journey of e-commerce into the high engagement channel of SMS. And we're focused on doing it exclusively in e-commerce. We're focused on doing it exclusively within the Shopify ecosystem. And so that's really where our differentiation comes into play. It's just the depth and focus and bringing all those other use cases into SMS, which have the benefit of lower unsubscribe rates, higher engagement, higher ROI, happier customers.
It kind of reminds me about the term. I did a little research before recording today, and you know, this conversational commerce as a term, you know, at least from what I understand, basically was coined by Uber's Chris Messina, believe it or not, back in 2015, from what I understand. And, you know, he kind of refers to it as an intersection between, I guess, messaging apps and shopping. So there's two different sides to it, meaning that growing trend towards, I guess, as you're talking about, like interacting with a business through SMS or messaging, like let's say Facebook and WhatsApp or SMS. But what's interesting is that I love how you're talking about the two-way communication, this kind of highly personalized, not, you know, pray and spray kind of situation that's been happening for the longest time on email. You're talking about having all these channels of like support and reviews and just creating this relationship one-on-one with a customer. So I just would love to maybe pick your brain a little bit about how you believe this conversational commerce is now fitting into the SMS world.
You're right with the Chris Messina origin story. So here's how I think about conversational commerce in the larger messaging ecosystem. I think it's a buzzword that's been used a lot, but I don't think it's ever really stuck to something specific. And the reason that we focus on SMS versus working on Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or any of the other platforms really goes back to the fact that SMS is an open protocol. It's like email in that way. Facebook Messenger is owned by Facebook. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. And they have strict rules in place, and those rules regularly change. And as we've all seen time and time again, right? Same with selling on Amazon. It's hard to build your business on a platform that has bias, and on a platform that wants to charge you ad dollars and is going to like evolve over time.
I'd even call it rented land.
Yeah, it's rented land. Whereas SMS, even though you're working with PostScript, you can take that phone number list that you build with PostScript and you can go anywhere at any point with it. We do not own it. You do, which is a differentiator between us and some of our competitors who, who, by the way, do not happily give out the subscriber list of merchants, which I think is a pretty disgusting practice. So that's like the macro view of like why SMS versus these other channels. But when I really think about e-commerce, I think that it's the killer app for conversational commerce. It's the actual use case that the tech space has been looking for this whole time, because there's a direct ROI story there. If you're a merchant and you market to users through this high engagement channel, you're probably going to see results and you're probably going to see sales and revenue and engagement. So I think SMS is the right channel for it. I think Shopify and direct to consumer e-commerce is the right setting for it and the right market for it. And really, I just view conversational commerce and we think of ourselves as a conversational commerce platform. Really what that means goes back to the larger vision, right? It's not just abandoned carts. It's not just 10% off campaigns. It's review capture. It's customer support. It's really, really targeted upsells and use cases and two-way subscription management, all that stuff that actually turns it into a conversation.
I'm going to hit a nerve in a minute about subscription management because it's a hot topic. Well, let's just talk first about the fact that you're powering. I mean, I guess my original research was 3,500. Now we're over 4,000 Shopify stores that are running PostScript right now of all sizes and all maturities. It's not just Shopify Plus. It's lots of different brands. And so what I find interesting, you have a lot of case studies, you know, and I share a lot of your content like on e-commerce Fastlane, just because I think you're producing some great content, learnings, thought leadership articles. Are you able to share maybe some brands that you believe are doing this conversational commerce with SMS, maybe the way that you're envisioning it to be done well?
So a couple that come to mind, and we've got a bunch. So one is Olipop. They make a natural soda alternative. It's great. And they make fantastic use of the channel in a marketing use case, which we know isn't my favorite, by doing product launches and having a two-way hotline associated with those product launches. So they drive new subscribers by saying, hey, folks, get like first look at what our new flavor is, right? Hear it before anyone else. And for the super fans of Olipop, like me, I drink a lot of it. I'm like, I'm going to sign up for that text list. I want to know. I want first look at like when they drop the root beer or whatever the new flavor is. But then when they actually do the product drop or the announcement, they make it interactive. And so they have a team ready to text back and forth with consumers. And as a consumer, if I'm texting back and forth with a live, goofy, funny, engaging human being versus like having this weird bot experience or a weird one-way experience, I'm really engaged with that brand. I feel like they value me. Another one is Hydrojug. It's a water bottle brand. They do a fantastic job of sending extremely targeted automation flows. So instead of just, oh, abandoned cart, 10% off to complete your abandoned cart, they have this whole web of upsells and content and instructions on using the product tailored to what the user specifically bought. So it was quite a lift for them to build out, but they see very high engagement there because the end users feel like they're getting very tailored messaging. The third, one of my favorites, is Bloom. Bloom is a women's hygiene brand, and they just get this channel. Some really cool things that they've done. So for a while, they were running a book club with their VIP users through SMS. Like, talk about high engagement, super unique. Another thing that they've done several times, they send out Starbucks gift cards via campaigns. So they essentially say, hey, we really value you as a customer. Thanks for being a Bloom subscriber. Here's a Starbucks gift card. Scan it at your closest Starbucks. You'll get a free drink. Like, the first 100 people to use this will get the free drink. And the response to those is just insane because no one's ever seen anything like that before in a text from a brand. So there's all these use cases to just drive higher engagement, to turn one-off buyers into VIPs or subscribers. And I really like to see it because I think it is the next step towards conversational commerce than just the standard marketing approach.
I love it. Thanks for sharing those. I'll make sure I have these links in the show notes for those listening today for Olipop, Hydro Jug, and Bloom. That's pretty cool. And I'm scrambling down a ton of notes here because I love being inspired. I know we'll talk about a website that you have that I didn't even know, and I'm hardcore into this industry, and you have a website that I didn't even know that PostScript has created. We'll talk about it in a few minutes near the end of the show, just for inspiration purposes. One thing I'm learning a lot today, you know, just overall in SMS is just, it really is a lot of innovation is happening. And I believe that the channel adoption of text marketing, it seems very exciting to me, but it's not growing as quickly maybe as it should, but I still feel it's very exciting for those that are in deep, you know, you've proven it already for these case studies. I read others too, even Shopify's produced some case studies. It's so interesting. But from your vantage point, like, what do you believe is on the horizon based on what people are doing today, but like, where are we headed from a marketing strategy or from a customer experience perspective?
Yeah. So I think where we're heading is towards the vision I was sketching out earlier, where yes, marketing is happening over SMS, but every merchant will need a much more comprehensive lifecycle strategy over SMS. You'll want to bring all the touch points of e-commerce and have them seamlessly in message in a two-way environment so that folks can buy, they can get support, they can manage their subscription, they can submit reviews, all seamlessly in message and in conversation thread without clicking out to go to the site. If you look over at China and what WeChat has built, WeChat last year drove twice the GMV that Shopify did through in-message purchasing, $250 billion. So the use case is there. So I think that's the like world we're headed towards from a very high level. I think that when you get into the weeds a little bit more, this space is evolving so quickly. And that's where I think we benefit from just focusing exclusively on Shopify and on e-commerce. So for example, there's regularly new like messaging rules put in place. Like right now, there's all this talk about shared short codes are disappearing. And so folks need to move over to dedicated short codes or dedicated toll-free numbers. And that's something we're working on. I think a few years from now, a data layer will be rolled out for SMS called RCS. And what that means is, you know how in iMessage or in Google Chat, you can like interact and you can send movies and things like that where SMS is pretty plain? That's because SMS is a really old protocol, whereas iMessage is a new data play. And eventually, SMS will be the new modern data play and lots more will be able to happen within the thread. And there'll be a lot more creative opportunities for brands to take advantage of. So that's coming, though not too soon. The other thing I think is, what I see the really, really cutting edge brands doing in terms of this channel is they're just really leaning into acquisition. They aren't turning away from email, and I'm not advocating turning away from email, but they have an SMS list growth and retention strategy built into their entire marketing program. It's on the site, it's part of their acquisition strategy, and they're really just focused on like growing that list because they realize that it's the marketing channel for the next decade. So they're trying to get in early.
I'm going to pivot a tiny bit over to something that I mentioned is near and dear to my heart, and it's subscription. And I'm curious to understand how PostScript works as it relates to partners in our ecosystem on the subscription side. Because, you know, I guess recently, I think it was maybe June, maybe November of last year, I guess previews came out, I guess, for Shopify subscription API. So now with Recharge and Bold Commerce, and I believe Order Groove, and there's a few different partners out there. I think it's public now, available to anybody that wants to build on it. But what's interesting is, you know, you still need an app to be able to have subscription offerings. But you're suggesting that there's a way of interacting with a subscription customer on Shopify. Obviously, they're going to have Recharge or Bold or Order Groove or other. So I'm just curious as to how you're interacting with these. Because I guess at the end of the day, you want to have a tech stack. You don't want to interrupt what current flows and things that are working with people and just how it works. If they were to turn on PostScript and they happen to be a subscription company, I just would like to understand the workflow of like, well, all of a sudden now PostScript is now added. I just want to understand how it all works.
So we actually follow in Shopify's strategic footsteps here. We think of ourselves as a platform first. We think of ourselves as an API first. And we go very, very heavy into integrations because we know that's how e-commerce merchants want to buy their technology, right? They want all their tools to play really nicely and work together. So how we play in subscription and how we bring SMS to subscription, and we want to do more here and we will over time, but right now it's focused just on Recharge. And we have a really, really powerful Recharge integration. I think it's some of the coolest stuff that we do actually. And it can facilitate many different things like Recharge abandoned carts and all the standard marketing stuff you would expect. But where it gets specialty is with the two-way messaging. So we're pulling in all of these webhooks from Recharge. So let's say you're Olipop. You offer your soda as a subscription, and you also sell it one-off regularly, but you use Recharge. And Steve, if you are a subscriber, maybe you get a text from Olipop that says, "Hey, Steve, your next order gets processed tomorrow. Reply skip if you want to pass on this one because you already have too much at home." You reply skip, and the shipping date automatically gets pushed back. Now, that is a way to prevent subscriber churn. One of the most common ways that reason subscribers churn is because they have too much product at home. So we've seen proof of that bring churn rates down on subscription. Another great use case that's two-way is upsells. So, hey, Steve, your Olipop ships next week. Reply yes to add our new root beer flavor, to add one case of our new root beer flavor to your upcoming order. You reply yes. We automatically place the order through Recharge. We automatically have them charge your card. And so there's magic from the subscriber because they just managed their subscription without logging in anywhere, without clicking anything. They just got a text and then they took an action. And so that's the sort of ways that we support subscriptions right now, is we do it through the major subscription players in the space.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting because I know that even sometimes the flavor profile of some customers change too. And they're like, hey, you know what? I'm done with that one, but I wouldn't mind getting something else, and just how you manage that. I know on the web portal, I know for sure Recharge, Bold and Order Groove and others, they certainly have their take on how the web is supposed to interact with the online kind of experience, the logged in experience of being able to pause and change and update credit cards and all the different things. But from your perspective, it's like, hey, you're right. There could be a marketing component going outbound, but then on the flip side, there's also like, hey, we have a new flavor. Then they can pause and change and all that. I think it's still quite interesting because once again, 98% open rate, you know, so it's not getting stuck in email. So Alex, as you know, this podcast has a diverse range of entrepreneurs and founders, you know, and marketing teams that listen each week. And so if you were to give some advice, because I believe you're kind of in an interesting position because there's 4,000 brands that are using your platform, you know, and being an operator yourself in commerce. So I just would love to understand what sort of advice that you would give for those that are listening today that are eager to grow revenue and, you know, the ultimate, which is this lifetime customer loyalty.
Yeah, I would say recognize that SMS is a two-way relationship engine and you have to respect your users. So if you are sending a 10% off code 3 times a week, you're doing it wrong. You're wasting money, you're sending texts inefficiently, and you're burning your list, which is going to be the most important marketing asset of the next decade. And so I put a couple things in there, but that's really what I would say is when it comes to thinking about channels where it's important to not over market and where it's important to really respect your customers and their preferences, SMS is top of the list. And I think the average merchant still has a little ways to go there. So that's what I would encourage.
So what about the future for PostScript? Are you able to maybe chat a bit about maybe your North Star, I guess, for the remainder of 21? End of the day, just how are you to continue to offer value and assistance for Shopify brands?
There's three big buckets here. The first is features, which I know is what merchants care the most about. We have some huge new stuff coming. We're really doing work to not only beef up all our APIs and our integrations and our platform approach, but we're also doing a lot of hard work to do what I was talking about of bring the entire customer journey into SMS seamlessly. And we have something coming next month. It's a huge announcement. Can't spoil it right yet, but I know you're going to dig it and it's going to be big. The other updates were growing the team really quickly. So right now, PostScript is 75 folks. We're going to end the year well over 200. And not only is a ton of that going into things like product and engineering to build good features, but also we just want to continue to hold the really high bar we have for merchant support. That isn't going to go away. And supporting our merchants with rolling out this new channel. So we're doubling down there. And we're going to keep rolling out tons of new educational resources. We run fantastictext.com. We run sms-templates.com. We have a certification, and all of those things will continue to get love because we want to educate the space on just like how to use this channel appropriately. And the last thing that we're focused on is just helping our merchants drive revenue. Last year, merchants drove over $500 million in sales through PostScript. And this year, it's on track to be over $2 billion. And so we're just really focused on increasing that number.
You know, one thing I've learned about SMS for those brands that are listening today that have not turned it on yet, whatever tool that you may want to use, hopefully you can give PostScript a whirl. But what's interesting I find is that I find it a little bit of a gateway drug. And it may sound like an odd phrase, but to me, if people are not using SMS, if you turn on just some of the automation flows that are pre-built into the tool right from the beginning, like I mentioned at the top of the show, just for cart recovery is just the starting point. You'll be just shocked at the amount of revenue that you actually can start bringing into your brand right away, just with these easy flows that can be turned on, these automations. Yes, there's campaign opportunities. Yes, there's the marketing strategy around the one-on-one communication that you're talking about and being creative about how you want to interact with your brand and your tone of voice and the cadence that goes along with it. But just would love to have your feeling about, you know, is there an opportunity as you see it to get started early? And then what sort of offers do we want to bring up? Because I know we talked offline before recording today.
A couple different things because, Steve, as you know well, some folks are still new to the channel, they haven't dove in yet, and some are established. So if you're established on SMS, right, if you're up and running, but maybe you want to level your strategy up, maybe you're interested in building out a two-way, true like e-commerce lifecycle strategy with SMS, you want to go deeper, head to ecommercefastlane.com/postscript, and we'll get you set up with a complimentary audit from our team and also access to a special offer. And then for folks who are new to SMS completely, any listener of eCommerce Fastlane, come in, get 30 days free, send unlimited text during those 30 days, and you won't spend a penny during that time. It's very easy to get started. And after those 30 days, you'll probably generate thousands of dollars in sales and you'll be excited to keep going.
So let's talk about the different locations. I know you kind of spilled the beans a bit that I didn't realize about fantastictext.com, but let's talk about where people can learn more about your solution and all these great resources that are available.
First is our site, postscript.io. You can find everything linked to from there. Also, our app store listing on Shopify is a great place. You can see lots of reviews and why folks really like working with us. But some deeper dives for people who really want to learn how to use this channel or are looking for inspiration. On our website, check out the SMS marketing certification. It's in the nav under learn, very easy to find. It's totally free and it'll train you really on like the thorough basics of this channel, how compliance works, what are best practices for list growth and marketing strategy, how to use the PostScript tool, all kinds of good stuff in there. And it's only a couple hours of your time. A few inspirational sites that are pretty actionable as well. One is fantastictexts.com. That's like a mega site and mega library of sortable campaign examples. So you can go in there and you can see tons of different real creative examples. You can filter across use case and industry, if it's an abandoned cart text or if it's a new product release, all kinds of stuff like that. And then the last one is sms-templates.com. This is pretty new. You can come in, you can take a little diagnostic quiz, and it'll recommend to you proven automation templates built by our partners. You can actually install them directly from there into your PostScript account. So if you have a PostScript account, you can just like import those templates super easily with one click.
This is fantastic. You know, life of learning, right? That's just the whole premise of this show. You always have to be on your toes and learning. And I just thank you for sharing all this stuff today. It's really exciting. Even brands that I know are using PostScript that I manage, they don't know about Fantastic Text or SMS templates. So I know it's going to have a measurable impact. So I just want to thank you for sharing all of this knowledge today. You know, and one thing that's important to me to make sure that we share with those listening today, and I know you know this, is that Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And to me, based on this recording today, I feel that PostScript is also really in tight alignment with also wanting to help Shopify brands improve efficiencies for sure by creating this one-on-one kind of relationship. Revenue growth is definitely going to be there. And then at the end of the day, it's really about lifetime customer loyalty. And I just wanted to thank you, Alex. I guess coming on the show today, you know, sharing your knowledge and your vision and the PostScript platform, thank you. And just most important, I guess, giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me and appreciate what you do as well.
All right. Have yourself a great day. E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales and not their workloads. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and no-code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details. Unless you want to. More than 50,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and texts. So visit omnisend.com, start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.